Science Integrity, looking out of window one. I think I may have misreported earlier saying that it was Tycho going over the horizon. That was Copernicus I was referring to. Apologies. It was Copernicus is what is farthest bounding to the east, and that is now like on the horizon or just past it. And Korolev is now a few degrees from going over the horizon. And then, you know, next it'll be Aristarchus. Aristarchus is plateau. And so on the west, we are getting a much better view of the Terminator. It looks like we have about 80% illumination of the moon. And Vavilov, and one Vavilov diameter to the west is where the Terminator is right now. And so other features are starting to peek out there. The center of the illuminated part of the moon is to the lower part is Oriental. And just around Oriental, a lot of light structure is starting to show up. A lot of high albedo, similar to the feature, I cannot remember, Burgess Alpha, and Aristarchus type high albedo in the ring. So when you look at the interior ring and the external ring, it's almost as if the edges are starting to dry up and turn white. If it was something that was wet and got dry, the edges would be the part to dry first. You just kind of outline all the topography in the interior of that wall is like it was dusted with chalk or it started to dry or maybe dusted with snow. If this was the Earth, I would say there was snow dumped on some of the ridges on the interior of the rings of Oriental. Also, an interesting part of the discussion that I heard between Reed and Jeremy is that from Glushko to Grimaldi, there are two dark features there that look like commas, but in the wrong direction. But there's also a lot of interestingness, just a lot of geometry and squiggles and dots and lines that are starting to stand out as more small features come into view. And there also is a lot of variation in albedo. In some of those, the two dark features, for example, have on the southern edge of the larger one, the one that's further to the south, is a very dark, the one albedo, like the southern and western part of Grimaldi. And the one to the north, closer to Glushko, is also that same dark albedo. And then around them, there are some very high albedo spots just to the north of the lower, the southern one, and just to the west, the smaller one to the north, very high albedo, almost approaching the 10, a 9 or a 10, like Aristarchus. And lots of little bright spots just starting to pop up on this in this view. To the north, as you look up at the North Pole, there is a very distinct crater with a lot of very defined central peak that is also 3 in albedo. And all of that area past it, going to the horizon, gets lighter and lighter, and is very, very high albedo. And I will go look and find the name of that feature if I can look that up. And then to the south, really getting some interesting geography and topography in the South Pole Aiken Basin. And the view of the South Pole is quite amazing. We've got some Terminator there, as well as the limb view, and there is a very distinct crater right at the South Pole. And I'm going to go look up, I don't believe that is Aiken, but I'm going to go look up the name of that one because it's also giving a lot of good topography due to the shadows that I'm seeing. But that's, I was trying to bound the view that I'm seeing for it, and I got distracted by all of these interesting albedo variations that are popping up in the interior, but that's the view that we see. Just a Vavilov diameter to the west beyond is where the Terminator is. Just beyond, I think Copernicus is the easternmost feature that we can see. A very nice ringed, very nice structure crater to the north with a great high albedo central uplift to the north, and the south is dotted by a very characteristic crater with a lot of terrain shadow features, and I will go try to find some landmarks to put names with those. Any questions for the observation team?
Integrity Science, love the descriptions. You're definitely looking odd up there. Appreciate seeing the training being implemented. Especially interested in your descriptions of the dark patches. You compared the comma-looking features to the albedo you see in Grimaldi and noticed that you're starting to see those color differences popping out. Any observations you want to make, especially when you get on, you know, the PCD in a little bit, would really help us tease out the differences in those dark mare deposits. Great description, Victor. Keep them coming.